Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. I'm Cynthia Pooler. My guest today is Heather Crawford. She's a running coach, and she's going to talk about running and weight loss and other aspects dealing with running. So, Heather, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to talk about my most passionate thing in life. So I appreciate your time.
So how long have you been running?
So this time around, I've been running since 2015. I took about a 10-year break
okay.
in my 20s to kind of live that out. But so it's been about 5 years now.
And how long have you been a coach?
Been coaching for about 2.5 years now.
And do you find it a rewarding job? I'm sure you do because you've been doing it for a while.
I do. You know, it all started 2.5 years ago when I got to be an assistant coach for a 5K program, but I also got to run a run club for the Stevenson Cancer Center here in Oklahoma. And I can't think of a better way to start out my run coach experience and being able to help cancer patients and people that are just starting their journey. It was a life-changing experience from the get-go.
So are the people that you coach in remission, more or less? I'm sure you don't coach anybody who is undergoing chemo, right?
So at that time, it was a mixture of patients, doctors, and other staff members that worked there. And I did actually have a few people that were going through chemo. And it just was incredibly inspiring because, especially now looking at it from the vantage point that I have now, to see someone be able to do that while going through treatment is really unheard of because of how hard it is on the body. So inspiring.
I've been there. I know. It's really debilitating. So tell us a little bit about your coaching and how you go about it and what you've gained from the women or the men that you coach. I'm sure it's rewarding.
Absolutely. So I work for Red Coyote Running and Fitness here in Oklahoma, and our programs range from our 5K program, which we call our newbie program. It's kind of like a couch to 5K, and then all the way through full marathon. And I do one-on-one coaching too, so can go even into ultra distances as well. But, you know, my favorite, honestly, is to do the couch to 5K program because you get to work with people that – maybe they've never ran before. Maybe they've never ran a 5K before. Maybe it's someone that ran 20 years ago and they're just coming back to it. Maybe it's for weight loss. All the different journeys that people are on, the diversity is just amazing, and it's so inspiring. And, you know, one of my favorite
mm-hmm.
things is, you know, one of those first runs when, oh my gosh, I just ran for 30 seconds or I just ran 45 seconds, and the smile on their face and how proud they are of themselves, and to be able to witness that journey it just fills me with such joy. And joy is something that I try to spread within running, and that, you know, running doesn't have to suck. It doesn't have to be this thing that you have to do. It can be so rewarding and it can be fun if you do it the right way. So I really try to approach it with a positive attitude and lots of encouragement and celebrating the successes, you know, every time. I love it.
How many people do you have in your program?
So, you know, any given season, it can be 100 to 900 people. It just kind of depends. You know, coronavirus definitely throws a little bit of a wrench in there. We have done a lot of virtual training over the past 6 months or so. So, you know, like right now I have a half and full program that has 900 people in it. A lot of them are virtual, probably only have 100 or 200 that are randomly showing up for the workouts through the week. And then my newbie program on August 17th has a little over 100 people signed up right now. And I'm not sure how many people will meet in person. It's just going to kind of have to wait and see when the day arrives.
Now, when you do virtual training, can you explain that?
Yeah, so, you know, we have get registered, and I send an email that has a handbook, it has a schedule, and then we create basically a private Facebook group that's only for this group. So that way, you know, it's a safe environment. You're with your like-minded people that are in this group. And so essentially I'm posting every single day different things about coaching, as far as, you know, breathing, form, just inspirational quotes to motivate you to get out there and get it done for the day, all different kinds of things. And we kind of do this check-in. So, you know, so for instance, if it's Monday, Thursday, and Saturday, those are the days that I inspire them to do their workout, and then they check in virtually. So whether it's a sweaty selfie or a run fee that I like to call it, or they post their stats, they show, you know, if they have a Garmin or if they're using an app like Strava or Intervals Pro, something like that, they take a screenshot of that and then they just post it on there. So it's a lot of fun using the Facebook group for that, because it's a sense of community, kind of like, you know, the Women Who Inspire page. And so everyone gets to see it, and everyone likes and comments everyone else and tells them good job. And, you know, and then there's the people that say, you know, maybe they struggled or maybe this hurt. And it's a great opportunity for other people to chime in and keep them motivated, or, you know, let them know, hey, I went through this and this is what I did. It's just a great way to communicate. And it's one of my favorite things about coaching, is having that sense of community on the group.
So for people to make a decision to run a race, do a K or a 10K or half mm-hmm. marathon, mm-hmm. or even ultra, mm-hmm. do you think that their motivation always stays with them, that you don't have any trouble keeping them motivated?
There's definitely days that are harder than others. And, you know, I think one of the things that can be hardest for people is when they feel like they're having several really tough days in a row, or they feel like they're on this plateau and they can't break through it. And so that's where, again, kind of going back to communication and talking those things out, I always encourage everyone to send me messages personally, you know, and let's talk about the things that you're going through, because those things do happen. And a lot of times I see, you know, in the 5K program, people get super motivated and super excited, and then they move on to the 10K program, and then maybe it kind of fizzles a little bit. But I really see when people move on to the half marathon program, that's where it kind of, that's where it sticks, and that's where I see them come back season after season for the half marathon program. Some of them move on to the full, and some of them don't. But it's just a matter of staying positive and not getting down on bad days, or if you have an injury and those sorts of things.
You work on running and weight loss. Can you explain that a little bit?
So, you know, for me, as far as the weight loss part of it, so back in 2015, I woke up just a couple days after the 1st of January and realized I was not happy with where I was at in my life. I hadn't been active for a while. And, you know, I wanted to be healthy again. I had been healthy previously in my life. And so I started in the gym, to be quite honest. I didn't feel like I was ready to run. I felt like I was too overweight. So I got on the elliptical. I would be on the Stairmaster. I would weightlift. And, you know, over the course of 10 months, I lost 67 pounds and was feeling great. I'm like, okay, I can run, you know, 3 or 4 miles. And now I'm going to move on to training for a half marathon. And I just didn't stop after that. And so, you know, while I lost most of it in the gym, running has been what has helped me to really keep the weight off and to keep me healthy, not just physically, but mentally as well. It's definitely become my therapy too. So there's just so many different benefits to it. And, you know, when people ask for some more advice as far as weight loss, I'm not a dietitian or anything like that. We do have one on staff for the company that I work for. So I generally will refer her for those kinds of questions. But, you know, one of the things that really helped me as well is for an accountability piece, I used MyFitnessPal. And I think, honestly, I think I'm on day like 1760 in a row that I've logged in. I've been logging in since 2015. I have not missed a single day. And it's to this point, I don't log in all my food anymore, but it was a nice point of reference to be able to, okay, this is what I'm going to eat for the day. Let me look and see, you know, what are the calories? What's the protein? What's the sugar, carbs, you know, all the important things that, you know, all add up. And what was nice about that too, is if I went out to eat, in general, most restaurants are on there too. So you can get an idea of how to eat healthier in restaurants. So that's kind of my go-to thing when people talk about wanting to lose weight, not just on the fitness side of it, but having some sort of an accountability piece. And the MyFitnessPal was a game changer for me.
When you put the TV on or you see commercials where there's, you know, lose weight quick, you use this diet program or that diet program, and then they don't talk anything about exercise, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I'm honestly not a fan of it because in order for it to be sustainable, it's got to be a lifestyle change. And, you know, whether it's a diet pill, I wouldn't ever commit to that on a daily basis because that's just another something that you're putting into your body that you don't necessarily need. It might not be good for you. And how do you maintain that over the years? And that's something that, you know, it even with dieting and trying to eat right, that's something that, that you have to find the balance. And so that's where, you know, when you lose weight quickly, and you make drastic changes, it works really well for a while, but there's going to be those days where maybe you want that burger and fries, or you want some fried chicken, or you want an extra beer at dinner. And so that's where then you have to learn how to balance all of that. And for me, on it, when I'm not training for a race, I try to just be good for most of the week and give myself one day to where I'm like, okay, I could live a little. And then when I'm training, I usually will give up one or two things while I'm training. It just is a really good motivator for me to know that I've got 16 weeks and I'm not going to have fried food. You know, living in Oklahoma, fried food's kind of a big thing here. So that's usually my go-to.
That's interesting that, you know, I'm sure, you know, you keep your weight down and, people don't connect it to, they don't connect exercise with, you know, weight loss as much as they should. Would you agree?
Yeah, I feel like I have a lot of people that do say, oh, they want to run so they can lose the weight, but it's not just that. There's so many factors in that. And so, it, like I said before, it's the finding the balance in your diet, creating a lifestyle change and not just a quick fix. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you talked a few minutes ago about coaching somebody or a few people who are undergoing treatment. You know, chemo is very difficult. Have those people, has being physically active help those people on their journey even better?
And, you know, that's a very complicated subject. And so it all really depends on the person. And just like with cancer, you know, there may be people that beat it by doing, you know, vitamin C or Joe's protocol, or they meditate. There's all these different theories, and maybe it works for this person, but it doesn't work for the other. And so I have a friend from the cancer club, you know, 2.5 years ago, that she was the one that was doing it during chemo, and she's in remission now. And it's really great to see how well she's doing. My now late wife, was in that club that year and was at the time cancer free and getting back up to running and ran a half marathon, not knowing that cancer actually had come back. And seeing her go through chemo and radiation, there's no way that she could have kept up with it. But I also have a friend that's been going through chemo and radiation this year, and she's been doing my 5K program while going through it. And it's been so inspiring to watch her and see her not, I don't want to say not, you know, give in, because that's not really fair. it's just inspiring to see how strong she is to go through 5-6 hours of chemo on Monday and still show up that same night and still do our workout. It's incredible because I've seen how bad chemo can be on a person's body. And so to see people that are able to still be active, I think it certainly helps too. You know, that's one of the things with chemo and radiation. It makes you feel awful and like you don't want to do anything. And if you can still get out there and still move, a body in motion stays in motion, right? And so I think that's even more so with someone that's going through something like that and putting this kind of chemicals in their body. And, you know, maybe that's also why she's still doing so well, because she has been able to keep herself going and keep showing up and going for that 5K goal. And this is a woman that has done a half marathon before. And so to see her, you know, keep fighting and keeping up that 5K distance while going through all of these things is just amazing.
When I had gotten my diagnosis, I was diagnosed with lymphoma. And I remember the doctor told me, oh, you'll be able to resume your life again after chemo. And I said to the doctor, I'm never gonna quit. I don't plan on, you know, just lying down and waiting till the chemo's over. You know, but it wasn't as fast as it was before, but I continued to do that. And I think that's important for people who are going through, you know, something as horrific as chemo and getting the diagnosis. Just keep going, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And that was one of the inspiring things about my late wife. She beat cancer the first time around and spent about 6 months just gaining her strength back and eating and gaining the weight. And then when she was ready to start trying to run again, she did. And it took her a year, you know, to finally get to a place where she could do a 5K. But then within 6 months, I was able to help her get to where she could do a half marathon again. And she did a full marathon just before she got cancer the first time. And so to see a full marathoner go through chemo, go through life-changing surgeries because of radiation, and then to be able to come back and run again. And like I said, she ran that half marathon with the cancer already coming back. She knew something was wrong, but she pushed through and persevered and still finished that half marathon, which is just absolutely incredible. And a month after that, she told it was terminal and she had a couple of years. So unfortunately in her situation, it came back, but she was proof that you can get back to those things after chemo and after radiation. It unfortunately didn't work out for her, but
do you think her exercise regimen prolonged her life any?
I do. Like I said just a minute ago, body in motion stays in motion. And whenever you go through cancer, really the hardest part, one of the hardest parts is going through the chemo and radiation, what it does to your body, what it does to you mentally. It can be really hard to bring yourself out of that funk and that mental space. And so, you know, exercising isn't something that is just about, you know, being physical and staying healthy, but it mental health as well. You know, because it's really easy to not pick yourself back up and move forward. And I definitely think that her staying active and doing all those things prolonged her life. And her doctor said the same thing, because of how healthy she was and how active that she was. She probably lived longer than she would have if she wouldn't have been a runner, an active person.
So right now, are you coaching anybody who's undergoing chemo?
I don't specifically have anyone that I'm coaching, but my friend that I referenced that had been doing the 5K program and going through chemo and radiation, she is, as far as I know, she's still been running this summer. She's just kind of started her next round of radiation. So I haven't talked to her in a few weeks, but, you know, I do believe that she is keeping up with it and someone that I'll continue to reach out to just to to help motivate and you know, if she needs it and keep in touch with her.
I didn't have radiation. I just had chemo. But I know that radiation exhausts a person. They get really tired. So if you can maintain some kind of like a regimen, I think that's phenomenal.
Yes, it truly is. It's while it's not as invasive and it doesn't seem like it would be as bad, it's equally as hard on the body, actually. And the experience that I've seen, I feel like it's worse than chemo in the long run and the damage that it can do. So it is a very scary thing, and to keep moving and to keep going, it is a very difficult thing to do during that time. So to see anybody pushing through and still getting out, still walking or running or whatever it is phenomenal.
I really admire people who do what you do and run and, you know, devote so much of their lives to physical fitness and staying well and, you know, training for marathons. Do you feel that the recognition that women should have for sports, women in sports, do you think that's a little under-recognized?
Well, I have always felt that way. So backstory about me, I grew up a golfer, and I played in college. I turned professional, played in just a couple events afterwards, and then that ended up not working out for me financially, and it just wasn't I was burned out, I guess. So I've always grown up looking up to female athletes and being one myself and seeing the difference in this world and how women in sports are underpaid. When we turn on the TV, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a male sport. And so I definitely feel like that we don't get the kind of recognition that we deserve. One of my favorite things about running, I will tell you, is that it is a female-dominated sport. But you turn on the TV and that's not necessarily the case. And that's unfortunate because we do outnumber men in running. And I see it within my training programs where sometimes it's 70-80% women and then, you know, 30-20% men. And, you know, women are really great about sharing their running journeys. And it's one of the things that I like to do is to share my experience, share what I'm going through, share the highs, share the lows, all of those things, because it may inspire someone else. You know, that's kind of the social media aspect of it that I'll get into. It really changed for me in 2015. I discovered Instagram. And when I got on Instagram, I found other people that were weightlifting or had weight loss journeys or running. And I would sit there and I'd drink my coffee and I would read all these inspiring posts. And then I was like, yes, okay, I'm going to go work out now. And it was this wonderful motivator for me. So then that's when I started doing that. And, you know, if it doesn't help anybody, then it doesn't help anybody. But if I can be that for someone else and inspire and encourage someone else to get up and run or work out or eat a little bit healthier for the day, then, you know, then I feel like I'm doing my part. And it's such a great platform for that and just another way that women can get their voices heard. You know, and I hope to see one day that it does change. I feel like we make a little bit of progress, but then we take a couple steps back. You know, women's soccer is kind of a great example of that, and that, you know, they've been fighting to, you know, equal pay, and that battle is just continuing on.
So you say that more women run than men do. How many marathons are for women only that you're aware of?
There's not very many. Most of them are going to be kind of probably a local thing. The only one nationwide that I can tell you is the Go Girl Half Marathon. And even that has been reduced to, I think, one or two a year. it was such a great series that you would see going from city to city, and they would even do kind of, oh, I'm trying to think of what you call it. Like if you were to do three different cities and you got a special jacket or you got a special medal or whatever. And so the Go Girl Half Marathon, and they had a 5K as well. I was actually a pacer for that race back in 2019. And, you know, that was incredible. I loved it. And it was the second year that I had done that race. And it was such a great thing to see something for, you know, in the sport for women only. But that is unheard of. It is mostly men and women. You don't, and then I don't even think you see a race that's just men. Never heard of that.
It used to be, right?
Yeah, yes, it did. It did, unfortunately.
So, we have just a minute or two left. So if anybody mm-hmm. wants to touch with you, you know, chat with you online or whatever, what's your contact information?
Yes, so I work for Red Coyote Running and Fitness. You can go to redcoyoterunning.com and pull up our page, look under training programs, and you'll see all the different training programs we have. I have, 5K, half marathon, full marathon, 10K, and then there's the one-on-one coaching. But my email address, if you want to email me directly, is just heather@redcoyoterunning.com.
Okay, Heather. We have a minute left, so what would you say to everybody that's listening to this? What do you think it's important for people to, you know, exercise?
I think the biggest thing is just get started. Just lace up your shoes and walk outside or go into the gym and try to not have fear of what everyone else thinks. It's something that you can do for yourself, not just physically, but mentally. And day one might be awful. Day two might be awful. The whole week might be awful. But you get to a point where, man, this feels really good and you feel really accomplished and just keep going. And as far as running is concerned, don't try to run as fast as you can. Go slow. Take it easy on yourself. It's okay to take walk breaks because as long as you're putting one foot in front of the other, that's what matters. And you're going to feel better at the end of the day and just be proud of yourself.
Heather, thank you so much for being on Women Who Inspire. This is Cynthia Poehler, and we've been talking to Heather Crawford. And if you like this show, follow us, like us on Facebook. I'm sorry, Women Who Inspire. Have a great day, Heather. Thank you, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Have a good day.